us. Everyone had a good afternoon and looking forward to this service tonight. I'm looking forward to it. We'll finish up tonight and talk about heaven again. So it's always exciting to talk about heaven, and we'll have a few questions and comments about that later tonight. We'll have a good time with it. I'll be honest with you, the way the outline is, depends on how much feedback I get and whether how long or how short we'll be tonight. But I think we'll enjoy the time, a little discussion, a little bit of goodness about our Lord. But speaking of the goodness of the Lord, we'll have a word of prayer, then have a little bit of announcement to make before we have our first song tonight. Father, we love you, and again, thank you so much for your goodness, your blessings, and the joy of service and fellowship. Pray that you bless our time together. May you be uplifted and glorified. And Lord, we just thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for the provisions you provided in your word to give us a glimpse into heaven, to give us a glimpse of what you have prepared for us. And Lord, as we study that tonight, may we be encouraged by it tonight. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless our time together, bless our fellowship time. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, what I'd like to do this evening is to share some good news. I like to do this once in a while. I know we don't do everything traditionally, as some things we may do at times, but why not start off the service with something excited? I'm going to ask Carol, would you stand just for a moment? You don't have to come forward, do anything. Just stand, make sure everybody knows who you are. Carol would like to come and move for membership here to Harvest Baptist Church. All right, that's all it takes. I like Carol already. The first Sunday she came to visit, I'll present everything in a minute, but I'm going to say this before I forget. You remember she had all of her friends from Yuma that came with her that Sunday? And then afterwards, I shook hands and talked with her and with some of the groups she was with, and asked if you had any information about the church, you'd like to know more about it. She said, "Preacher, that message today, I think you covered every question I could ever have about a church and where you stand and the preaching of God's word." Said, "Well, I enjoyed it. I'll be back." And of course, that was some weeks ago. So we get a motion to accept Miss Carol Pratt into membership today. Thank you, Brother Hunter. Second, Brother Leonard. All in favor, say amen. 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 Welcome to the family. So we'll get by and give her the right hand of fellowship a little later in our service when we have our fellowship time. Looking forward to that. And again, she's coming from Foothills Baptist Church in Yuma, and so glad Carol is with us. All right, Brother Cherry. Again, thank you so much for your generosity and your giving tonight as we take up our evening offering. Brother Leonard.
Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day you gave us, Lord. We are so blessed to be here in Goodyear, Arizona. And Father, you have given us a wonderful church and a wonderful church family that even as we celebrate tonight has grown by one precious soul, Father. We thank you so much for this young lady's decision to come and join our fellowship. And Father, what a blessing it'll be that we can just worship our great God together. Father, thank you for your love shown toward us. Thank you for your many blessings and the gifts that you bestow upon us. And we just take time in our worship service tonight, Father, to take time to take an offering. Father, thank you for all the funds that have come in for this church on a weekly basis, Father. We just know that all these funds that are taken in have a specific target, an area that they will be used in. And Father, we just use all that we have and all that we are, Father, for your glory and for your kingdom. And we thank you for allowing us the privilege of giving back a portion of what you've given to us. And we thank you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray and thank you. Amen.
Of sin to love. rivers of love. Lord, I'm coming home. I've wasted many precious years. Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home. My soul.
Chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. I also have that in our handouts. I'm a little looking forward to tonight. I've got a confession to make. I'm sure many of you probably would admit to it. When I was a kid growing up thinking about heaven, after I got saved, I was glad I was going there and not that other place. That's pretty much what I thought about heaven. Didn't know a whole lot. It's supposed to be a wonderful place. But the older I get, the sweeter heaven sounds, let me tell you. The longer I'm around this earth and with the aches and pains as we age and seeing the turmoil the world is in, how sweet, much sweeter heaven is. And I enjoy singing about heaven, reading about heaven, talking about heaven, and looking forward to that day as the Lord comes soon. And we're looking forward to that. Of course, things will change. We'll talk a little bit more about tonight. Do you really know what you believe about heaven? I think this is the third and final part. And again, it's more of an introductory and a little bit of a survey. There are some things that we see about heaven, as we talked about last week, about animals. Other things will be there, may not be there, but we do know there's going to be a white horse or more. But there's just some things I think is good for us. Sometimes we can use our imagination. I'll talk about that in a moment as well. But some things, it really just doesn't matter. Some things are just things, well, I hope so, I would like so, but there are some things that we know that will be in heaven. The Bible says, but as it is written in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Father, bless the reading of your word and our time together tonight. And again, may we enjoy our time together in Scripture as we talk about the place that you have prepared for us. Lord, help us to be so mindful about it, Lord, that we share what heaven is. And others may know and know also the difference between heaven and hell. Help us to be challenged and encouraged, and help us to dig more in Scripture, Lord, and think more about heavenly things, about you and about heaven as we share our faith with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, think about what Bartimaeus saw when he received his sight. Remember the blind man. But we have to keep some things in mind there as he was there in the area. Think of seeing the crowd of people for the first time, the walls and the palm groves of Jericho, the blue sky and the hills of Moab in the distance with some of the things that he saw. But that wasn't the first thing that Bartimaeus saw. The first thing that he saw was the face of his healer, Jesus. Boy, can you imagine the first thing that you ever saw. And now, one day, we will have a vision of that as well as heaven. One day, we also will see the greatest sight of all. When this mortal has put on immortality. This mortality has put on immortality. And this corruption has put on incorruption. That will be the sight that will stir and hold us as we enter heaven. Think about a few things, and I jotted some things down, and I may miss some things. We can talk about it more later, but there are many wonderful sights there. How about the sea of glass mingled with fire? The great white throne, the river of the water of life, and the tree of life that yields her fruit every season. The stunning 12 gates with every gate of pearl. The amazing foundations of the walls, garnished with all manner of precious stones, and the faces of the patriarchs and the prophets and the apostles and the martyrs that have went on before us. The faces of those that we have loved and lost in death that we will see again. But most delightful of all will be the face of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. When you think of heaven in those terms, it is so much more than what human art can portray, or even those with a wonderful vocabulary that can paint a picture with words. It's still even beyond those things. So, dear friends, if I said last week, if you think heaven is going to be boring, you have another thing coming. This is what tonight's message is about, the fact that we will be different as God introduces us to heaven. A place that is so different than anything that we've ever experienced in our life. Number one, we will be relational, but not immortal. As for this present, all our human relationships are marred by the reality of sin and its negative effects on our relationships with one another. Praise God, it will be different in heaven. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Letter A, we will share exciting relationships. As I mentioned before, the patriarchs, all the other will see, and the things that may or may not take place. A little before service, me and Rob were talking about, it's going to be fishing. You know, and then we're talking about, well, who's going to have to clean them? And I said, well, they'll just come ready to eat when we get them off the line. I have no idea if it'll be catch and release, and the banquet hall will be there if we want fish. But again, nothing compared to what we've ever seen. But we will share exciting relationships. According to the Bible, we will have lots of relationships with people in heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. See, we will know the Lord. We will know one another. We will meet all that has gone on before us. And because there is no more sin, our relationships will finally be right. No more ought with a brother or sister in Christ. None of that, all that will be taken care of. So yes, we will be relational, but we will not be immoral. Letter B, we will not share tempting relationships. Luke chapter 20, verse 34 and 35. And Jesus answering and said unto them, The children of this world marry, are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. See, in this life, we have many desires that God has determined are good and holy in their proper context. But also, we as humans struggle with the desires that are inappropriate here on earth. But thankfully, those will be done away with when we enter heaven. Titus chapter 2, verse 2 through 12, through 12 and 13, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, can you imagine, gentlemen, let's just have fun just for a moment. You'll never have to say, yes, dear, again. Ladies, you'll never have to ask your husband to take out the trash more than once. You know, but again, we're just having a little fun tonight. No more complications. No more intense fellowship, sweetheart. No more disagreements at all. We finally get there, gentlemen. Our wives will finally know that we were always right. Number two. we will be flawless, but not boundless. You liked that, didn't you, Dennis? That was, I see Dennis lighting up back there. He liked that one. We will be flawless and not boundless. Letter A, our sin nature will be gone. Again, kind of a relaxing, but our sin nature will be gone. Genesis 3, of course, talks about sin nature that entered through the fall, but that will be gone. Revelation chapter 22, verse 3 and 4. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb of God shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Yes, we are marked and known by God's name. Isn't that an awesome thought? The curse will be gone. No more sin, no more tendency to sin, no more yielding to sin, no more concern about it, and the Lord forgive, no more, it's gone. So we see here our sin nature will be gone, but letter B, our human nature will not be gone. There's still that humanity. We were created good in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. I can't help it. I got to go back just a little bit. Brother York, you won't have to ask your wife or your secretary what time your appointment is. By the way, it's 4:30 tomorrow, not 1. Boy, all those things would just be gone. No more interruptions, no more concerns, but our human nature will not be gone. In the Garden of Eden, man was finite. He had limitations, but he was also complete and mature in his humanity. It was human nature that was tempted to sin, which is different than a sinless human nature. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Yes, we will be relational, but not immoral. We will be flawless, but not boundless. And number three, we will be thoughtful, but not hurtful. Again, all sinners around us being complete and perfect in him. Here's a question I have for this section. If anybody wants to make a comment, if not, we'll go on. What do you think will be different, of course, without looking down at your notes, what do you think will be different about the way we think now and the way we think in heaven? Michelle? Emotions won't cloud our choices or our judgment. Anyone else? That's which we talked about earlier. One has sinful thoughts. Brother John? No uncertainty, no doubt. Boy, I tell you what, can you imagine waking up and, hey, they have a no uncertainty, no doubt whatsoever? Not worried about anything, not concerned about anything. And even better yet, not waking up and thinking about Miss Margot, waking up and, where did that pain go? It's gone. It's gone. It's no more. It's no more. Letter A, we will be thoughtful but not hurtful. We were designed to be thinking beings. We were designed to be thinking beings. Okay, preacher, where is this? Look at this. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called that living creature, that was the name thereof. Boy, what a task. How in the world did he come up with platypus? I mean, how did the world, I mean, he, creature. Brother Rob, is that to me? I can think of one thing that I could probably name and may have gotten right because it looks like it. Again, back to fishing. A striper looks like a striper. But coming up, but again, thinking, he thought. God intended for us to think. He's designed us to think. Read through the book of Genesis. You'll find lots of examples of man being a thinker. In both good ways and in bad ways. But the bad ways will be gone. God designed us to use the mind that he gave us. I'm so grateful for good, godly men and women that God has given the gift of healing through doctors, those that work in the law field, dentistry, and we can go on and on with the different engineering, all the occupations and builders that God has given a mind to do and to work and to see things, see three-dimensional, to see past things, to complete tasks and designs and things that God has given us. He's designed us to be thinkers. And then also, we were not designed to be offending beings or offenseful. James 3 and verse 2. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. The lesson in this verse is simple. Think before you speak. Boy, that's one thing I don't won't have to worry about in heaven. I don't know how many times I thought to myself, man, what was I thinking? And usually the answer is, I hear my wife saying, you weren't thinking. We hear that, but we were created to think. We will be relational, but not immoral. We'll be flawless, but not boundless. We'll be thoughtful, but not hurtful. And then number four tonight, we will be inquisitive, but not selfish, not self-centered. Here's our question. What is one question you would like to ask the Lord? The other night we talked about some people we'd like to talk to and we would like to ask questions about, but any takers on this? What is some question you would like to ask the Lord? Anybody? Everybody's got lockjaw. Yes, Brother Darrell.
I want to know where the white goes when the snow melts.
Where the white goes when the snow melts. Boy, only an engineer. Now, just little things. Things that make you say, I wonder. Can you imagine the vision of the rainbow on the other side? Amen. Anyone else before we go on? There you go. I don't know how many times I've been out visiting and talking to people where they want to know, well, where did Cain get his wife? And I've got to be honest with you. Those that I promise will get to that question eventually. But I came here for this. And those that I had the privilege of leading the Lord, they didn't care where Cain got his wife after that. But again, that's one of those questions that comes up very, very often. Anyone? Yes, Brother Mel. What's beyond infinity? I have to take the Lord to answer that. Especially if you can't, Mel. I think it's good for us to think about these things. Can you imagine how your prayer life can change if you're wondering about what heaven's like? Wondering about questions of what will be there, just talking to the Lord or communicating to the Lord. I'm afraid if we're not careful, we can get mundane in our prayer life and rote. To me, rote ends up being rot if we're not careful. But do we talk to him as the Bible describes as someone who talked to a friend? Nothing wrong with asking the Lord a question. I'm not promising he's going to give you an answer unless you have pepperoni pizza with extra pepperoni that night. Maybe he might answer you, but it's a whole other story. But talking to the Lord, asking questions, digging in our scripture, Lord, lead me, and talking to others. I think it's healthy for us to talk about the things of God and talking about heaven, get excited about those things that are coming. Can you remember as a kid how excited you got when the department store started putting out all the Christmas decorations? How we got excited about Christmas and Christmas coming. Do we get excited about heaven and about heaven coming and what may be there? We will be inquisitive, but not selfish. By exploring the creation of God, made me think of Brother Mel and Brother Rob, whether it be hiking or whether it be fishing. By exploring the creation of God. If we are finite and God is infinite, doesn't it make sense that his creation is far greater than we know? Again, as Brother Mel thought about of infinity, can't imagine what it might be. And don't mess up my happy thinking. We don't all fully know. We know it's going to be a lot of worship unto our Lord and our Savior. But beyond that, and even just seeing, you can't help but to see. I mean, again, I'm going to be grateful, too, because the Lord's going to heal me of my attention deficit disorder and some other things and my wanting to make things right all the time or having to have things in his place. I won't have to worry about that anymore. But can you imagine the things that we will enjoy there? That translates in reference to the us that being finite and God being infinite into an awesome opportunity for God's people in their perfected state to be able to explore all that God has made. I'll never get tired of hiking. I'll never stop fishing because I'm wore out. I don't know, but incredible hiking trails and views. I just can't help but to think of all the things I mentioned in the introduction of what heaven may be like and what we'll visualize and what we'll see. What a place to look forward to. Not only we look at by exploring the creation of God, but also, let it be, by worshiping the person of God. This is the best for last. By worshiping the person of God. And I've made this comment a couple years ago. I can't remember, morning service probably. But I wonder, and this is a question for you, do we really know what worship is? I mean, we worship, but have we really reached the pinnacle and imagine what worship must be like in heaven? The Lord is not here physically, but we sing about him. We praise him. We have his word. But can you imagine the level of worship when we see our Savior, when we see those heavenly things? The Bible says that God has prepared heaven for those who love him. It is not about you. It's not about me. That means we'll spend eternity praising the one who prepared all of it for us. All of it for us. Well, remember John 14 and verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. Well, I just can't imagine. We will worship him because he is worthy. This is not the greatest example as we come to a close tonight, unless someone else has a question or comment. The other night, we had for dinner what we call sometimes comfort food. That thing maybe that you had when you were a kid that you for some reason don't always have now very often. Or that thing when you were a kid that you really didn't appreciate it because you just thought it was just, but now somewhere as an adult you just enjoy it so much. And you're just thinking, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, the other night we had a meal that brought back memories for both Michelle and I. And I actually got excited in the grocery store looking for an ingredient that we needed to fix this simple little meal. It didn't take much. It took bread, a toaster, some whole milk, some flour, and some dried meat. We had chipped beef gravy over toast last night. It was something we used to have as a kid, and I couldn't believe how excited I got over that going home tonight. I mean, I had a wonderful meal earlier that day. Michelle made a meal that is something I really, really enjoy. We had cutlets and fried potatoes. And I love it. And then that night, and we're in the store, and I'm saying all that to say this. I got excited for something that I always enjoyed as a kid, but now, because we have it so seldom, and when we're on the mission field, you couldn't get it, the dried beef or the chipped beef. And then having it here, but the point I'm trying to make is, what excites us? What do we get excited about? What is it that makes us, hopefully, this a little discussion about heaven and the things of our Lord will help us to get excited about what the Lord has for us in his return, and excited enough to want to share it with others and tell others about the little things. Right now we have one of our middle daughter, Kayla, is expecting, and she wanted something that she used to have when we were on the mission field all the time. Michelle would make it, and then her being in England, it was another, it was a bird's eye brand custard. And she used to have it quite often when we were on the mission field. We can get it there because it originally came from England, and sometimes Michelle would make it homemade. And her husband had no idea that how easy it was, and it really is good if you buy it in the box and the powder and make it up that way. So he was doing it the hard way by separating eggs and doing everything else, and doing it for his wife because she's expecting, it's a craving that she had. And he went through all that process to make it. And then later, I mean, oh, yeah, Kaylee used to have that when we were, when she lived at home. Michelle used to fix it often. I really like that bird's eye brand of custard. What? You can buy that stuff and make it easier at home? I was doing it the hard way all this time. And again, but that aspect of him willing to do it for his wife who's expecting. And she doesn't care either way. She just wants it. When she wants it, she doesn't care how it's made. But dear friends, that aspect of our Savior who has prepared a place for us. The older I get, the more I look forward to it. Let's get excited about the heavenly things, excited about the things of God. Hopefully it'll help and pour over into our worship, pour over into our Bible study, pour over into our prayer life as we get excited about the things of the Lord. And until that time comes, Lord, help me to show that expression, show that excitement in my life as I live out my Christianity. Others would see that in my life, that we are looking forward to that home that the Lord has prepared for us. Let's pray. Father, again, we do praise you for your goodness. Praise you for your blessings. Thank you so much for the joy, service, and fellowship. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to be ever so excited about the things of God, about heaven, which you have for us, as we live for you, as we worship you, as we praise you, and as we live out our Christian faith. Help us to have that excitement in all that we do for the glory of our Savior. And Father, I pray that you'd be with those that could not be here tonight. And Lord, I especially think of Bridget, who's still struggling with some of her discomfort and pain. I pray that you would be with her, bless her, touch her, heal her body. Be with Brother York as he sees his cardiologist tomorrow afternoon. I pray that they'll have some good news. And Lord, and I pray if it be your will, just complete healing. How exciting that would be for them to say, you know what? Things aren't what we thought they were. But Father, we commend these things into your hands, and we trust you for the grace as we go through the hardships and difficulties in life. Now, Father, dismiss us with your love. May you be glorified in our conversation and time together. And Father, again, thank you for Miss Carol as a new member of Harvest. May she be greeted warmly. May she enjoy her time in fellowship here while she's here in Goodyear. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, as always, the Lord loves you. His preacher loves you. If I can be helped you in any way, please don't hesitate to ask. God bless you. You're dismissed.